Democrat senators say government shutdown was worth it. By Hannah Knudsen on November 13, 2025. Two Democrat senators are openly saying the government shutdown was worth it. After members of their party refused to reopen the government more than a dozen times over health care for illegal aliens and $1.5 trillion in partisan demands. Disgusting. Democrat Senators John Hickenlooper and Jack Reed say the shutdown that put our most vulnerable at risk and deprived Americans of their paychecks and benefits for weeks was worth it, RNC research pointed out, sharing a clip of both senators concluding that the longest shutdown in U.S. history was, indeed, worth it. When asked if the shutdown was worth it, Senator John Hickenlooper, DCO, said, "Yeah, I think so, I hate it, but yeah, it was worth it, definitely. We got people to pay attention to the fact that this is a traumatic, in many cases, life or death situation for people all over this country," he added. Senator Jack Reed, D-RE, hesitated before concluding that yes, it was worth it to him as well. "I think it was because I think the perception. We made it clear that it's not just a healthcare issue, but the whole issue," he said. Watch. As Breitbart News documented, Democrats voted against reopening the government over a dozen times, all while placing blame on Republicans, who offered a clean continuing resolution, CR. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, repeatedly explained throughout the shutdown that Democrat demands to reopen the government included billions in partisan spending, including $3.9 million for LGBTQ plus democracy grants in the Western Balkans. "It's after 40 days of wandering in the wilderness and making the American people suffer needlessly," Johnson said this week as the end is in sight. "It appears to us this morning that our long national nightmare is finally coming to an end, and we're grateful for that. At least some Democrats now finally appear ready to do what Republicans and President Trump and millions of hard-working American people have been asking them to do for weeks," he added. "That was never right. Shutting down the government never produces anything," the speaker added. Last month, Representative Catherine Clark, DMA, the number two ranking House Democrat, admitted that allowing families to suffer under the shutdown was all about leverage. The shutdown officially ended Wednesday evening after President Donald Trump signed legislation to reopen the government, ending the 43-day Democrat shutdown.